Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, March the 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn steady, 426 and a quarter. May wheat down 3 1/4 cents at 547 and 3/4. New contract low there now stands at 542 and a half. May beans down 1 1/4 cents at 1147 and a quarter. We've got the WASDE on Friday. Obviously, it has the potential to be a bit of a surprise out here. But right now, the initial estimates don't look all that surprising. They're looking for corn carrying to be down 31 million. You know, it's a drop in the bucket at 2.141. The beans up 4 million at 319. And the wheat unchanged at 658. So nothing really earth-shaking there. The world carryouts expected to be lower. Corn down about 1.4 million metric tons. The beans down 1.5 million metric tons. And wheat down 300,000 metric tons. So again, not much there. Soybeans lower with the lower Brazilian production that's expected. Their average guess is 152.5 on the beans. That reduces from 156 last month. So it's down 3.5. I still think they're way too high. But we'll see what they come out with. No other real major changes out there, but we'll see if the report holds any surprises. The dollar is lower here this morning, down 30 ticks. That could be a little bit helpful for the grains. Crude oil up $1.47. That could be helpful. Stats Canada came out with all wheat acres. Well, they didn't come out yet, but the average guess, they're looking for all wheat to be down just a fraction from a year ago. So nothing huge there. Brazilian weather looks pretty good. Argentina looks pretty good. The only real problems around the world is South African corn, but I don't think that's going to be enough to really warrant any real concern out here. Stock market's back up 200 points at the moment. Bitcoin taking a run at yesterday's highs. It's up almost it's up 4,800 a coin right now. It just missed putting in a key reversal yesterday, so maybe the fact that it didn't put in the key reversal has got people a little bit more friendly out here today. I would think we could see a stronger day here today. I think yesterday, particularly in the corn and the beans, it was more about turnaround Tuesday than anything else. The wheat keeps dragging this market down. You know, Russian just keeps lowering the prices below anybody else's offers out there, and they want the business. They want to get rid of the wheat. And it looks like we're starting to see some demand come back into this market. We'll have to see what the Egyptians do with their tender, but we expect that we're going to see them take a pretty good chunk of wheat here in the next day or two. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.